Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 190. Oh, that's beautiful. We're already in 190, and I'm sure that this word is enlightening you. So we're going to our golden scriptures, which are Hebrews 4:12 and James 1:22. And so let's say it together. By this time, you should be able to. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews 4:12. Now let's go to James 1:22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I always add that you will not walk in self-delusion. Hallelujah. So we were examining James 1 from verse 21 to 25. And we came across 24, which says that comparing those who are hearers of the word only and those who are doers of the word. So he said that if you are just someone who hears the word only, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away and forget what you look like. That is New Living Translation. This is the direct translation of New Living Translation. And then Amplified Classic says, then you go off and promptly forget what you were like. So we're looking at, why would you forget how you look like? We said that because of how people look and see the old covenant, how people regard the old covenant. So we've examined how with 1 Peter 1:10-12, where the prophets of old were rather looking forward to what you got now, your grace, the grace of God, the salvation that you received in Christ. They were inquiring and searching diligently, and now you have received it, and it's like it's commonplace, but it should not be so. You should be able to see what God has. I would say even angels desire, young translations, that they bent looking into it. And what you have is so precious. Okay, so now I want us to look at another portion of the old covenant. Why it blinds people is that people also do not know that the old covenant is of less value than the new covenant. It cannot be compared. And if you want, you really want to look at that, then go with me to Hebrews 8, and listen to or read what Hebrews 8:6 says. He said, but now has he obtained a more excellent ministry. Say, Jesus' services are of a higher quality of ministry. By how much also he is the mediator. He said Jesus is a mediator of a better covenant. He calls the new covenant that you and I have received a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. So what you have, what we have now as born again believers, as the people whose spirits are recreated, as people who are in Christ Jesus, what we have is better established, is a better covenant established on better promises. And definitely when you say something is better, normally we say good, better, best. But when you're comparing two things, then we say this one is better than the other. And in this sense, by the time we read through Hebrews 8 from verses, you realize that it's like night and day. It's not even like something which is less. No, like night and day. They are so different. And then when we go into 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3, it will now begin to tell us, he give us the definitions that God gives to the old covenant and the new covenant. It's amazing. It's so amazing that we will pick the same Bible and half of it is so different from the other. But if you do not know, and if you do not, you are not aware, then when you look into this mirror of the word, you cannot tell that the old covenant is so different from the new covenant and cannot be compared. Cannot be compared at all. So when you see yourself in the mirror and you see yourself in the light of what Christ has done, then it means that the old covenant is nothing at all. It's nothing in comparison at all. No matter what they say in the old covenant, everything has to be redescribed by the new covenant. It's amazing. You have to read for yourself. You say it's better. When you say something, it's better covenant, better promises. But why should I dwell on that which was okay and I have something better? Why should I dwell on that? Why should I dwell on that? I must take the better and believe that this one is better. This one, no matter how long I've read the old, I must believe that the new is better than the old. You're so blessed. Bye.